Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. I've led him down the nights and down the days. I've led him down the arches of the years. I've led him down the labyrinthine ways of my own mind, and in the midst of tears, I hid from him. In unrunning laughter, up vistaed hopes I sped, and shot precipitated, adown titanic glooms of chasmed fears, from those strong feet that followed after, but with unhurrying chase and unperturbed pace, deliberate speed, majestic instancy, they beat, and a voice beat, more instant than the feet, all things betray thee, who betrayest me. I pleaded, outlaw-wise, by many a hearted casement, curtained red, trellised with intertwining charities, for though I knew his love who followed, yet was I sore adread, lest having him, I must have not beside. But if one little casement parted wide, the gust of his approach would clash it to. Fear wist not to evade, as love wist to pursue. Across the margent of the world I fled, and troubled the gold gateways of the stars, smiting for shelter on their clanged bars, fretted to dulcet jars and silvern chattern the pale ports o' the moon. I said to dawn, be sudden, to eve, be soon. With thy young sky blossoms heap me over from this tremendous lover. Float thy vague veil about me, lest he see. I tempted all his servitors but to find my own betrayal in their constancy, in faith to him, their fickleness to me, their traitorous trueness and their loyal deceit. To all swift things for swiftness did I sue, clung to the whistling mane of every wind, but whether they swept smoothly fleet the long savannas of the blue, or whether thunder-driven they clanged his chariot thwart to heaven, flashy with flying lightnings round the spurn o' their feet, fear wist not to evade as love wist to pursue, still with unhurrying chase, in unperturbed pace, deliberate speed, majestic instancy, came on the following feet, and a voice above their beat, not shelters thee, who wilt not shelter me. This poem from Francis Thompson makes me think very quickly of Psalm 139 and how even when we want to run away from the Lord, he still is constantly pursuing us with a faithfulness that can be overwhelming and a knowledge that we can never really flee from. The poem, The Hound of Heaven by Francis Thompson, goes on to lay out how he tries to run from the Lord, but realizes by the end that in fleeing God, he's actually running away from the thing he's running to, the thing he desires to fulfill him. In Psalm 139, the responsorial psalm for today, it speaks of how, despite our attempts to flee from God, we can never actually do it. Where can I go from your spirit? From your presence, where can I flee? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I sink to the netherworld, you are present there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me, and your right hand hold me fast. In our limited, finite way as humans, we seek sometimes to run from the Lord, from his all-encompassing love, from his knowledge, from his desire to be present to us even in the midst of our most pitiful weakness. But we can't run away from the creator of the universe. We can't, as Francis Thompson says, use God's very creation to hide from the creator. Because all things are faithful in the end to God. As humans, we can be unfaithful, we can run from him. But the things that he created in the world around us, they can't betray him. Only we can. Francis Thompson has this line that is very striking to me a little bit earlier on in the poem. He says, "For though I knew his love who followed, yet was I sore adread, lest having him, I must have not beside." And it's our concern, at times, at least my concern, that if I follow the Lord truly and fully, that he'll leave me with nothing else. I think it's a natural human concern that if we surrender absolutely everything, somehow we'll end up poorer in the end. But the Lord's faithfulness rings true both in The Hound of Heaven, Psalm 139, as well as all of Scripture, and if I think about it, my entire life. The Lord is always faithful. He's always in constant pursuit. He's always intimately present to us, whether it's in the midst of our sinfulness, in the midst of our weakness, in the midst of joy and thanksgiving. The Lord is always faithful, and the Lord is always present. He simply is waiting for us to turn to him and to welcome him into those parts of our life that we try to keep away from him, that we think we can hide from the omniscient God. So today, let us, with a renewed effort, seek to let the Lord into those places of our hearts, into the places of our lives where we've done our best to keep him away, maybe to try to trick him into thinking that we have it all together. Let's stop running from the Lord in those places and instead turn to him and welcome him in. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness, for your constancy, for the ways that you are always trying to be present to us in the midst of our need. Remind us, Lord, of our great need for you, that nothing else can satisfy, that nothing else can fulfill. Keep pursuing us, Lord, and grant us the grace to accept and to rejoice in your loving pursuit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.